To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Did you know that anxiety and depression have skyrocketed in children over the last few years? Now, we've been hearing about it, especially during COVID 2020 to 2021. And now, even. But it's been a study now, and the study by American Public Health Association reveals that if this loss goes unaddressed, it could cause devastating effects on our children for years to come. So Michelle Marie King is the founder and CEO of Positive Presence Global, a virtual life coaching and mentorship program for students aged 12 to 25. She is here with us tonight to talk about the uncertainty she's seeing in kids and what parents can do to help. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Here's the thing. You are absolutely correct. So many children don't know what to do with what they're thinking or what they're feeling. And when we don't know what to do with what we're thinking and feeling, that's when the trouble starts. Am I correct?
100%. That's when it seeps in.
Okay, so what impact has the pandemic had on the mental health and well-being of children and teens?
Well, if you can imagine, our children, they are so used to social emotional learning in these outgoing atmospheres in school. I mean, that's what the whole academic system has been built upon, so that they can learn social emotionally as well at the same time while they're learning academically. And so when all of that is stripped away, as it was with the pandemic, all of a sudden, not only do they have to now kind of keep up and learn academically in a new, innovative way, but they also have to try and find unique ways to learn social emotionally as well. And when all of that deteriorates, you can imagine what happens inside the student, the kids themselves, and how much of a toll that takes.
Many parents are really concerned about their children, whether they are small ones, if they are in elementary school, junior high school especially. And we're hearing a whole lot about how difficult it is for a young person to really understand their own development. And so under this umbrella of this pandemic, what can parents do? What are the signs that they need to understand in order to help their children get to the point where they are okay with who they have become since the pandemic started?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think the first thing is sit with your children, ask questions. So many times when we're working with parents, we lack even just sitting and having a pause and asking our children, how are you feeling? Are you okay? You know, those simple phrases to just start the conversation is so important and integral. Once you start the conversation, then you can kind of start looking for social cues, so like little, you know, hints and nuggets of like, what are they struggling with? Are they sad? Are they feeling distanced? Are they feeling lonely? Do they feel like they can't communicate effectively? Are they starting to show signs of just kind of this disruption of just their own kind of personality? A lot of times we can start to look for signs in our household too. You know, if we're starting to notice that they're being more withdrawn, I think that sometimes we can open the doors in our physical doors in our homes more, so that we can accommodate for our children to come talk to us. So I think just starting the conversation, providing these opportunities and these pauses where we can allow our children to come and talk to us, have a voice, is ultimately going to be kind of the precipice to starting these conversations and getting engagement.
But wasn't that the center of what parents needed to do initially when this pandemic started? You know, we didn't realize how much that their mentality has been affected or infected. And so now we've got them trying to hold on, trying to say, hey, I can be normal again. I'm okay. When they're not okay. And many of them, do they really understand what okay means?
You're absolutely right. No, I don't think they do. I think that that's part of the problem. To be honest, is that okay now feels meh to a lot of students. And so it's like we have to almost start from scratch and help them understand, like, what does okay mean to you? Almost recalibrate our language with our children. When they say okay, go a little bit deeper. Well, okay, well, how does okay feel for you? Like, does okay feel like, are you sad? Are you happy? Help them understand certain emotions that they can tie to these verbal cues that they're giving us. And I think those questions, ultimately, us being and interacting more socially and emotionally with our children are going to help them learn how to interact and reacclimate to society and to their, you know, their school atmosphere as well.
So Michelle Marie King is the founder and CEO of Positive Presence Global. Tell us about that.
Yes, thank you so much. Positive Presence Global, we are the largest life coaching company for teenagers and young adults nationwide. And we've created a one-on-one mentor coaching program that is all virtual that allows our students to connect with their best coach coast to coast. And in those one-on-one relationships, it's really all about connection and relatability. And these relationships last 6 months to 6 years sometimes with our students. And it's really all about having a person there for them. They're one person that they can relate to outside of their family dynamic that is going to, you know, that is going to love them, is going to connect with them, can give them a safe place to be honest and raw and vulnerable without judgment. And we're really encouraging them to practice social emotional learning with us. You know, like, we incorporate a lot of those techniques, meta learning, emotional intelligence, executive functioning skills into our daily and weekly conversations with our students.
Okay, so then what are the metrics for you? I mean, you've got different children from different backgrounds at some of these places, I'm sure, really reaching out to you to see if they can do something to make sure that the children understand why this is happening, how it is happening, and what it's doing to them. If that is the case, then how is it that we can really understand what the children are going through, whether they are, you know, elementary, like I said, or junior high school or high school? Because my challenge with my grandchildren is to try to make sure that they know they are loved. No matter what is going on in the world, you have got to know and understand that I love you. Mom and Dad loves you. Your siblings love you. Mm-hmm. Your family. We have a huge family, about 35 of us in the Twin Cities. And I say to them, this is your family. They love you. That is the thing that has made me smile and cry tears of joy, because they actually respond with a smile. They will get up and come and hug me. So are you using that type of, or at least receiving those metrics so that you can see that the child really understands?
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, I mean, that's the core of our relationships. I mean, we are far from transactional and positive presence. Our goal is to establish rapport. I mean, I tell my coaches across the country not to take on a student unless you are willing and able to treat them as though they are your own kin and your own son, your own daughter, sister, brother. So that is the foundation of the relationships that we establish with our students. And we say, I mean, I personally, as a coach, when I really work with my students, I say I love you. It's a part of my coaching experience, because for some of these kids, they're not as lucky as your family. They don't hear I love you in their homes. They feel like an outcast. And so to have somebody outside of their family that they can trust, that they can lean on as kinship, is so important. And I think, you know, ultimately in today's world as well, as an equal importance, is that we also need to help our children understand that you need to love yourself as much as I love you, you know? And so, it's hard for these children and for these young adults to love other people when they don't love themselves, you know, like when they can't go inward and love what they see in the mirror, love what they sit with in the middle of the night by themselves. That's when a lot of that deterioration starts to occur, you know? And so our goal is to, yes, love them. We're going to show you how to love you, how we love you, but ultimately it's with the goal so that you can learn how to love yourself as well. And that's where a lot of that peace and love and a lot of that, you know, self perseverance really kind of comes in.
So how are the parents involved in what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it ranges across the country, you can imagine. I mean, with every family dynamic, there's a lot of different requests, a lot of different goals. And some parents, you know, we talk to just as much as we talk to the student, and we encourage it. Because we feel, I mean, it takes a village. I'm sure you know that. You know, like it takes a strong foundation from all angles in order to really support one particular person to grow in today's society. And so we really encourage parents to be a part of this process, communicate with us, because we're not with them every single day. And then also, we also offer mediation between families, parents, and students who and their loved ones who are struggling in the family dynamic themselves. We also offer parent coaching. So we have parents on staff that are coaches that coach parents, you know, because it's ultimately as a parent, I'm sure you can relate to this. It's not about just being a parent. It's about being a person as well. And so you also, as a parent, have to learn how to love yourself just as much so that you can love your children and they can learn how to love themselves as well. It's that cyclical process that I think is key to success and growing a prosperous society.
You know, prosperous, yeah, we've put so much into that as a society right now, and I don't think it's working. And so you know, when you reach out to the parents and the parents reach out to the children, what kind of feedback are you getting? Like when you're having a hard time breaking through your child's barriers, what are you saying to parents about how do you break through that barrier? Because a lot of them just they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I think that it ranges. I mean, I think that unfortunately with the pandemic, another, you know, thing that occurred, a negative outcome, is that a lot of these teens and young adults especially created this kind of barrier and this wall, this facade that they're trying to use to protect themselves, but ultimately it is harming themselves. And I think that with parents, it takes a lot of patience. We tell parents that, you know, show them what you're wanting them to do. Like if you're wanting your son or daughter to open up to you more, go and have a conversation. Like go and just have dinner, take them out, you know, and get your nails done. Go shopping with your daughter and start conversation. Don't just, I think a lot of parents, with all due respect, I'm a parent myself, I know I do this haphazardly, you know, we nitpick. And the moment we're with our children, we talk about the things that we've noticed that they're doing wrong or the things that we're worried about. And we try to like really hone in on those things. And I think the moment that we can kind of step away from our archetype of being a parent and be a person first and connect person to person, soul to soul with our children, and just have a conversation, that communication is ultimately going to breed a lot of foundational love and support. And then it's still going to take a lot of patience. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, but you got to build those building blocks. Start with those building blocks in order for your children to just realize that it's safe for them to put down their walls and that you're not going to judge them, that you're not going to question them, that no matter what they're going through, thinking, feeling, you know, whatever, trapped in, that you're here for them and you're willing to listen, you're willing to meet them where they are, understand their perspective, and help them with whatever it is that they are needing you to have help with.
Well, Michelle Marie King, excuse me, is the founder and CEO of Positive Presence Global. And if people that are listening tonight, parents specifically, and they say, hey, this could be really great for my child, where do they go to find you?
Yeah, you can go to PositivePresenceGlobal.com or Google Positive Presence Global or Michelle Marie King. We're ready and willing to help anybody across the country, even if you just have questions, if there's anything that we can do to just support you, definitely please go to our website. We have a chat feature, we have an email feature, and we'd be willing to support you, help you, do whatever we can to support you and your family.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
All right, you take care.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.